chasing Stafford. He steps away, and Stafford looking deep for Quintez Cephas. Cephas into the end zone. He's got it. That's a Lions touchdown. And what a grab by the rookie from Wisconsin.
What a grab and what a throw.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
At BetQL Daily on Twitter. Here weekdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Horvy here for the third time this week, hanging out, having fun. It's always time to talk some NFL. And guess what? We get to talk some NFL, and I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I hope you don't squeeze Aaron Rodgers into the conversation. Unless we're talking about making a bet on Green Bay to be the best, to have the best record in the National Football League. Sorry, we're laughing during the break. Hey, can you tell me why why the key sticks to me? I watched that video. I swear, this is no exaggeration. I watched that like at least 100 times, especially with the curb music. I watched that one.
Yeah, I saw your retweet on that one. That was good.
So good. So good. I can't stop watching. Every time I see it on my timeline, I have to watch it.
It is good. So I'm not allowed to talk Rodgers, though?
Well,
God bless.
No, you can. Do we have a bet here?
I'm not touching Green Bay. For the first time in a couple of years, no future for the Packers to win the Super Bowl. No Aaron Rodgers MVP future.
You want to. If he didn't win it last year, you would be betting Rodgers MVP, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he comes back, I may even bet it again this year. The one thing that I will play, I mean, they took it off the board. I did want to get the Packers as plus two and a half. And, you know, I think, honestly, never mind. I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, I think Jordan Love might be able to beat New Orleans this year on the road, but probably not, especially if that's his first start or if it's Blake Bortles. So
you were high on the Saints. You're high on
High on the Saints. I just you guys think
very high
2-15, and I don't think that that's gonna happen. I think Sean Payton is a good enough coach to at least get him 5 to 6 wins in that division.
Nobody said 2-15.
Hey, what's worse, me being high on the Saints or your love for the Atlanta Falcons, who just traded their top wide receiver?
Well, that's gone now. How can I love him too much? I think they'll be okay.
I think I like Atlanta more without Julio. Seriously.
Why? Because he's not available anyways?
He's never available. When you get into the red zone, he doesn't catch touchdowns. He doesn't do anything. You had Pitts. You have Ridley still. Honestly, now might be the time to buy Atlanta. But anyway, let's talk about teams that we're actually going to invest money into.
Okay, so last year, which team had the best record in the NFL?
Last year, the best record in the NFL, well, the Packers were 13-3. Last year, the best record in the NFL was
Chiefs
14-2. Kansas City Chiefs, or 15-1. Their only loss was to the Raiders, correct?
14-2.
Oh, they lost to 17. That's right. But they didn't play anybody. So I only count that as one loss.
That's what I hate about this. If you bet best record, you might make the right pick. Like your process is on it. And then because they were so good, they locked up the one seed, they have their bye, they might just not care about the last game or maybe even the last two games.
Especially with just a week now, man. You
just
know?
Tank. Yeah, just tank that week, and then you lose the bet because of it. You're feeling how great if you have Green Bay last year. And when there was some value on that pick, but you don't win in the end because Kansas City ends up 14-2. Buffalo real close as well. Also 13-3 tied with the Packers. Worst record we know. It's the team that has Trevor Lawrence now, Jacksonville 1-15. The handicap there has to be, okay, which organization is willing to tank? There were some teams that picked near the top of the draft, but they weren't willing to tank. Jacksonville was all in on it. We want Trevor Lawrence here, and they didn't care who knew it, but they were the only team that went all the way in and said, yes, we are tanking. We don't care how bad it looks, and they're going to be happy for the next decade to decade and a half because Trevor Lawrence is going to be under center.
Yep, absolutely, man. Everybody's buying into Jacksonville. I think it's going to take a couple of years. This year, I already know who that team is going to be that's going to tank, and I've already played their season win total under, and that has to be the Texans, right? I mean, the Deshaun Watson stuff keeps popping up where, you know, I saw there's some rumors that maybe he still gets moved to Denver or gets moved – right now, I don't see that happening, but man, the Texans are going to be an absolute disaster, and they have to tank because now they need to invest in a quarterback in the future again. And there's guys out there.
Yeah, those rumors. I mean, those rumors are coming from people talking to Deshaun Watson, and Broncos is where he wants to go. So what? Yeah. Who cares? That doesn't mean anything.
Well, everybody wants to go, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, of course he wants to leave there. He wants to get out of Houston. I would too if I were him. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if he's going to play anywhere this year. Let's start with the worst record prop, then we'll go to the best.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's as much conversation about the worst. Like you just mentioned Houston tanking, and they're the favorite for the worst regular season record over at points bet at plus 250, as it should be. Detroit not far behind, a team that I think is also going to try and tank a little bit, right?
No, I agree, but like we don't know what the NFC North is going to look like right now. If there's no Aaron Rodgers, you know,
well, there's no value.
Is good enough to beat the Packers a couple times with Jordan Love as their quarterback. And we don't even know, you know, if Andy Dalton's the starting quarterback week one. I don't know enough about that division to touch the Lions, but I do know the Texans are going to be bad. That'd be my pick right there.
And there's not enough value there. The Lions are plus 300.
That's what I mean. Right?
The Texans are much worse than the Lions right now. The state of that organization and that roster, the quarterback that they're going to have. I'm no golf guy, but he's eons better than anything that Houston is going to have this year.
And look at the roster, man. Like they lose J.J. Watt after he was there a billion years. I mean, Bill O'Brien was an absolute disaster, but he's gone. He traded DeAndre Hopkins for broken down, you know, David Johnson. So I think they're just going to be absolutely terrible. And I think I know that we got the 17th game. I can see them going legitimately 1-16. And that may be one more win that I think that they're going to win. They're going to be bad, man. The Lions are going to be bad too. Don't get me wrong, but they're not going to be that bad.
Yeah. The real deal is if you're looking for some value on worst regular season record, you've got to be able to tell the future a little bit.
Yeah, you got to Green Bay.
You've got to get out of here. You got to understand. You've got to realize, okay, I know which team's QB1 is going to get injured, and that team is worth a bet. Like, that's how you find value, because otherwise, is there a team with any value that could be worse? I mean, we're talking one or two wins. Can you see that? Like, if Kirk Cousins goes down, can the Vikings at 37-1 be the worst record? Can they be that bad?
Zimmer's definitely out then, probably by week 8 if that's the case there.
No. Bears got their rookie quarterback. Fields looks great in practice, according to everybody witnessing it, even though they can't give any details about it. Stupid NFL rules. Yeah. Bears are not going to be tanking. They're all fighting for their jobs. Yeah. Washington football team, no, they're going to be good. I think they're going to be in the playoffs. Same. Giants?
Nah, see – I'm actually kind of buying into the Giants. Like
a lot of people are
not winning the division or anything like that. I don't hate Daniel Jones as much as everybody else does, man.
Yeah, I'm one or two wins. I don't see it. Where else? What do you think about Carolina?
Yeah, so I could see Carolina just being absolutely terrible this year, but still not as bad as Houston. And in that division, I think they might be able to sneak out a couple of wins. So
I don't know where the value is. Is there value anywhere?
And worst team? No, not really. Not really. Because I think we all know who the worst team is going to be. Like, Houston is going to be awful on purpose. Especially, I mean, even no matter what happens with this Deshaun Watson situation, he's not going back to the Texans. So now they need a quarterback of the future. They're going to lose every game on purpose. They will be tanking.
Okay. Which organization that we're not talking about is so secure in their spots? General manager, head coach, they don't have an answer at quarterback. You could see them tanking one year, get the quarterback of the future, and then they're back on track.
Man, that's really a tough question, because there's no team out there like, you know, like when Andrew Luck was going to be obviously the number one overall pick and Peyton Manning was flying across the country and he was out for the whole year. I mean, we'll disagree on that, but what if Matt Ryan goes down, and especially now no Julio? Maybe Atlanta.
Atlanta's 50-1.
Yeah, because I could see that. But man, I just think that the coaching staff is too good and they're too prideful. I couldn't make.
But they have a lot of time. They're just walking in the building, and I know that's not the culture you want to set. But maybe there's some plan behind the scenes to do that.
What about Denver? Like, everybody's buying into Denver is like, if Aaron Rodgers goes there, they're a Super Bowl contender. All we hear from right now from camp is how terrible the quarterback play has been with Drew Lock. Maybe Denver.
Pittsburgh.
I know, but man, again, like just too much talent on the other side of the ball, on the defensive side of the ball. And they still got weapons. Like Juju went back there.
They're going to create that many turnovers? Okay. Here's one you'll disagree with, but the number is so large, I'm considering it. Saints 85.
Yeah.
You have an answer at quarterback? You're bad 1 year. Sean Payton is as secure as any head coach in the NFL. Agree?
Who is it? Is it going to be Taysom Hill, or are they going to do the old switcheroo with Jameis?
I don't think
Taysom Hill taking every single snap. I still think he's going to be a gadget guy. I don't know, man. Jameis has LASIK now. Last time we saw him, he threw 30 picks, but now he could actually see the field.
What's a better bet? What's a better long shot bet for worst record? Packers 75-1, Saints 85-1.
I think, honestly, the Packers, because, yeah, I mean, and again, Matt LaFleur is a great play caller. They still have a ton of talent. See, nah, probably the Saints, to be honest with you, man, because if you notice, like, what the Packers have done the last 2 years, I mean, Aaron Rodgers won the MVP and threw 48 touchdown passes, but, like, everything was off play action, and they want to run the football. There's a reason why they drafted A.J. Dillon in the second round and then still re-signed Aaron Jones, and they still got a couple other backs. They got Dexter Williams there. I just think Matt LaFleur is too good of a play caller. You know, they also got a bunch of guys on prove-it deals. They got Devontae on a prove-it deal who's going to have a big year.
They'll never tank. They're not going to tank?
No. Yeah. No, they definitely aren't going to tank. But if Jordan Love is the starting quarterback, I could see them being awful. I mean, we got to remember, this guy led the FBS in interceptions. Everything he does is off his back foot. He doesn't know how to read a defense. If he's the starter, or what's the other option, man? Maybe they go with the transition quarterback and it's Blake Bortles? That's the other thing. As good as your running game is, I mean, if Blake Bortles is your starting quarterback in the year 2021, you may be screwed.
So maybe there is more conversation to worst record than we thought. You know, and probably we're just looking at crazy dart throws. That's all it is, because it's likely to be Houston or Detroit.
What if Burrow's not like fully ready when he does come back and he goes down? Sure. Maybe you can make the case for Cincinnati, although I don't know. I like
no. You do?
I mean, I like him more. I like him more than what's going on with the Houston organization. Like, if I'm playing, it's got to be the Texans. Like, they have motivation to be not awful. It would be the Texans. But, yeah, I mean, there is some value with some of these teams.
We're going to have to revisit with best regular season record. Good thing we've got a few months before the NFL season gets going, because I think there's some value in the 25-1 range with some of these elite offenses.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift out there. So – all right, we'll get back to that another time as we get closer and closer to the NFL season. Coming up next, is there value in betting NBA Finals MVP right now? I don't know. There's a number that is dropping big time. We'll talk about that next. Strowski and Horvat, BetQL Daily.